Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I knew that Coach Lehmeyer would get this thing turned around, and as we get ready with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, we'll tell you what we're going to be talking about and how we'll give you an opportunity to phone in. But first things first, his son, only a sophomore, got to play a lot in the second half. Jair Walls and Elijah Faulkner ran for two touchdowns each. Number two, Central Catholic, now 2-2 on the year, 1-0 in the conference, defeated Mount Lebanon, 59-7. So I know you were there. Observations of last night's win for Central Catholic. Carlos, good morning.
Yes. Our team is just talented. We got so many great players. We're deep. We're 2-3 deep at each position. They should run through all the 6A games. And, North Allegheny is going to be the game we got to win. And should be a good season, get into the playoffs this year and win the Whippeals a goal and get on to states. That's what they practice for. That's what they talk about, and I think this could be the year.
All right, so listen, my children's grandparents already have an appointment with your great company in New Brighton, Pennsylvania. So you and I talked about this off the air, but I just want to bring this up for anybody listening in New Brighton. You know, we were on the air the following morning, and I heard that there was like a microburst or something that went through my hometown and just ravaged the place, so much so they had to cancel the football game. I had the coach on from New Brighton, John McCuga, the next day with our news team talking about what he witnessed and what he has seen. So I said, you know, curiosity, I got to drive through to see. So I drove through the other day, and I could not believe, I mean, humongous trees that I know that have been in the ground for 100-plus years were literally just unrooted, ripped out of the ground. And where my kids' grandparents live, I've known that area forever. Used to go to the local bakery there, church, mass over the hill at the Catholic church, and obviously watch my kids grow up there. So I parked the car and walked around to the front of their house. It's amazing what a storm can do and how they can get so localized, these storms. You could go to Beaver Falls, Monaco, or Rochester and see none of it. But in New Brighton, I've never seen such carnage since maybe the 1984-85 tornado. That was incredible, Carlos, what Mother Nature did to those trees.
Yeah, these storms have been very violent over the last few years. And, yeah, that was a microburst, and that's when it's really concentrated. It's really heavy. There's really no warning. And those trees that have been there all those years, people think, there's nothing going to happen to this tree. It's been there 70, 80, 100 years. And it's just a matter of time when that right gust of wind or that heavy storm comes through. And I mean, it's trees offer a lot of resistance if they're not thinned out or reduced. So that becomes a problem when these high winds come through. So if you have those big trees in your yard and you're getting a little complacent, you might want to think twice and say, maybe I should get this, you know, big tree thinned out so the wind can pass through, or reduce the height so the wind can pass over. And then sometimes you have a fighting chance in these big storms or microbursts.
Well, the last thing about this, then we'll move on to our topic and give you a chance to phone in. And if you're in New Brighton or that area where that microburst hit and you have a question, you're curious, you can call us 866-391-1020. Anybody, tree removal, maybe thinning one of those older trees to prevent a problem, whatever. It's fall, almost here. Yeah, you can tell the air starting to get a little cooler, football season upon us. Any tree-related questions, and especially our topic, oak pruning season, give us a call. 866-391-1020. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. But I saw my middle child last night for an hour or so. He just got a new dog, so I went over to see him and spent a little time with him. And one of the things that I told him, I said, look, I was down at your grandfather and grandmother's house. Don't even attempt to go down there and try to remove any. He said, no. I said, you got to leave that up to the pros. I think a lot of people think I'll just go buy a chainsaw and go to work. When you have that kind of devastation, when you have hundreds of pounds and tonnage of trees and branches and limbs that look a whole lot lighter than what they are, the last thing you want to do is get entangled in a bunch of fallen trees, maneuvering with a chainsaw, something you've maybe only done once or twice in your life. This is where you got to spend the money, Carlos, and get the professionals in there, right?
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of times these trees on your property that fall could be covered by your homeowners. So, you know, they might be able to foot the bill for us to come out and remove the tree off of your property. Whereas a lot of times people think, you know, I know it's going to be expensive, I don't have the money. You know, give us a call. Let us help you work through this process. This is what we do for a living. We've been doing it a long time. We've traveled and worked hurricanes in the past and all the storms we've had in our area recently. Our guys are trained on how to assess the tree that's on the ground and see where maybe some spring-loaded areas are, and can approach it in a way that doesn't, you know, when you're cutting a branch, it doesn't spring back and come at you. And that's a big accident with these trees on the ground that a lot of homeowners go out there and try to do themselves. They just rush into it, and that's when bad things happen. And that's what we're here for. You know, if you have an electrical problem, you're going to call an electrician. If you got a tree problem, give us a call, or a local company in your area. Let them come out and take care of it for you.
All right. Again, their number is 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. And if you have a tree-related question, it's early. It's Saturday morning. Great time before you head out and do what you need to do today to get the call in here and get that tree advice absolutely free, that question answered. Carlos McClintock, number again, and we have wide open phones up until 8 o'clock, 866-391-1020. So let's talk about oak pruning season. Why is it so important? A lot of oak trees, but why is oak pruning season so important, Carlos?
Yeah, so the oak trees are the trees that you want to trim when they start their dormant cycle, along with some flowering and fruit-producing trees. But oak trees especially, they're very, very finicky tree on how you approach them. They pull their growth really slow. They're actually the slowest growing tree. So when they're pulling their growth from the ground up, you don't want anything to interfere with that process and when it does it in that time frame. So you want to wait till these trees start their dormant cycle, where we can go in, maybe take some lower branches off so we can assure that the growth next season travels to the top, to the canopy of the tree. You can lose a few lower limbs. We come in and we get all the dead and disease out of there so it doesn't attract what's called oak wilt disease. There's just so much involved with trimming these beautiful oak trees. And, you know, it's a shame sometimes I drive around town and I'll see a beautiful oak tree and I could tell that it was pruned improperly or at the wrong time of the year. Sometimes other companies that aren't knowledgeable might come and spike your oak tree while they're climbing it. So there's so much involved in it. We're getting to that season. We usually start our first oak prunes middle of November, end of November. We kind of see what the weather's doing at that time of year. And then we'll run that season through, historically, it's like around St. Patrick's Day. So the rule of thumb for if you have a big oak tree on your property or you're a new homeowner and you're not sure when you're going to trim these oak trees or when you should, Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day. That's kind of the rule of thumb on when we're able to trim these trees.
So because this thing fills up quickly, it would behoove someone in September to make the appointment now to get in the loop and get into the book, right?
100%. We will fill up for our oak prune season. We've been selling jobs all year long. Like, people will call in July and say, hey, I need this tree trimmed. And, you know, we'll send the salesman out and we'll go over it and we'll sell the job. And then we'll tell them, you know, look, we can't come out and perform this work till towards the end of November. So the salesman and the calls come in, you know, throughout the year. So we will get filled up. We do have room on our schedule now, so it's a good time to call and get a salesman out there. We usually send Troy, who's our ISA certified arborist. He knows everything about your oak tree, what to do, what not to do, when to do it, when not to do it, and get on our schedule and get it done right. Because the good thing about trimming the oak trees, again, because they grow so slow, if we come in and do what's considered a full detail on your oak tree, you really don't have to touch this tree for anywhere from 5 to 7 years again. So a lot of times, if you prorate that cost that it might be for us to come out this season, you're not going to have us out there for a long time. So that's the good thing about the oak trees.
All right, Troy Lampenfeld, of course, a certified arborist from time to time, is on the program. And the man behind the brand from Greenfield, Pennsylvania, our friend Carlos McClintock, is here hosting today. Their number is 412-884-TREE. And if you have a oak tree-related question, because we're talking about that, and maybe you haven't had this pruning process done in a while, or maybe never, if you want to get some advice today, please take the opportunity. And for that matter, anything about your trees that you may be noticing and are curious about, call us. Our number is 866-391-1020. You get that advice right now with Carlos up until 8 o'clock. And again, we're focusing today on oak pruning season, which is coming, as he mentioned, Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day. So you're going to want to get scheduled now. That's 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, for a Saturday morning on KDKA. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. If you have a tree-related question, you call now. You'll be on the air in a moment, and we'll get that question answered for you. Carlos is here until 8 o'clock. So we're talking about oak pruning season, which is coming, and he said that window Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day, but you're going to want to call and reserve your space now, 412-884-TREE. And look, I can tell you firsthand, My children's grandparents called. They got right back to them. Their appointment is set up. So it's real seamless. If you have any questions and you want to get in as far as oak pruning season or anything when it comes to your trees, call that number. You can leave your information today, 412-884-TREE. So while we're talking about pruning, let's focus a little bit on some of the main factors, Carlos. Tree size. Do you approach pruning any differently because of tree size? What about that?
Yeah. We can. It's kind of case by case. The oak trees, you don't want to really touch them for the first maybe 7 to 12 years, I would say, because they grow so slow. So the majority of the oak trims that we're going to prune this season are mature trees, probably at least 30 years old, probably between like 30 and 70, 80 years old is the most common oak prune that we come across. That's when they've, you know, kind of got a really congested, where they need thinned out in the middle canopy so we can get that wind and sunlight passing through. So every tree is going to be different, but the most of the oak trees we trim are going to be mature and larger on the larger size.
All right, so let me ask you, do you prune different tree species differently? Say, an oak compared to a maple, is it a different process or is it pretty much the same type of process?
It's similar, but the oak trees kind of dictate a special kind of pruning that we do. There's just so much involved. When we're thinning out the interior of the tree, okay, so you're looking at a limb and it has all these suckers and branches going out it, and you kind of can't see through the middle of the tree because of that. Each limb has that, and it gets very congested. So we get in there, and a lot of times we're in this oak tree, free climbing it with no spikes, or we can use one of our aerial lifts. But we're in there with handsaws. We use a lot of handsaws on these oak trees because we don't want the chainsaw to scar any of the limbs that we're cutting. Unless we're taking off a big limb, then we use the chainsaws. But it's a very slow, meticulous process. So while we're doing that, when we're taking off some suckers and branches out on these big limbs, we only want to take off maybe like every 2 out of 10 suckers or branches, because we want to leave the oak tree. We want to thin it out, but we need to leave enough interior so when that next summer approaches that the sun doesn't scorch out the center of the tree. So it's very well thought out, meticulous process. And sometimes the homeowner will come home after we're done and they'll say, hey, you know, you missed a couple here and a couple there. And we're like, no, no, we like to keep those because we want to make sure come summer that your tree doesn't get scorched out.
All right. So let's talk about site accessibility. How do you really look at that tree before you approach that tree? Why does the site and the angle and where that tree sits, why is that so important?
A lot of it depends on what kind of equipment we're going to be able to get into your property. You know, everything kind of dictates what the price is going to be. If it's the oak tree in front, we could pull up with our bucket truck, lickety split, get up in there and start going at it. You know, the prices might be a little cheaper. If you have a large oak tree in your backyard where it's landlocked and we got to, you know, hump all the gear back there, get a climber up in it. It's a slow process, getting a throw line up in the tree and the climber pulling himself up into the tree. And then, you know, when the tree's in the backyard like that, it's kind of two jobs. We got to get all the material down and on the ground, and then we got to drag it all the way out to the front where we're going to chip it up and process it and haul it off site. So, yeah, where the tree is, the site is very important in a lot of aspects in that regard.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, I was in New Brighton, which a lot of those homes were built back in the 30s and 40s, and it's kind of similar to where you grew up in Greenfield. One of the things that you specialize in, and I noticed some other companies that were there, they were dragging this stuff out into the street and holding up traffic and what have you, but I know what your specialty is, and it comes to skill set, crew size, and equipment. You have the ability to go right into that yard or next to that tree and basically handle everything right there. No fuss, no muss. You clean up. It's like you were never there. And you're not disrupting things as far as Main Street, right?
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in making it look like, one, we were never there when we're done. And while we are there, you know, not to disrupt anything going on around your street. If we're coming in your yard with equipment, we put down what are called terra mats, these big, it looks like a sheet of plywood, but it's a hard pressed plastic. So if we're bringing our tracked aerial lift in your yard or our little mini skid steer, we put that on the ground so it can travel across that and not tear your yard up. There's just so much involved in the service that we want to provide these customers. And if you go on our Better Business or Google reviews, everybody always touches on that fact that, wow, they came in here, they didn't block traffic, they didn't block my neighbor's mailbox, it was trash day. They made sure that the trash was able to be picked up. It's just, I'm a perfectionist when I'm out there, and I like to give the service that we're charging these people for and make sure they're happy clients when we're done.
Great stuff. All right. Now, listen, now we had a couple of calls, and for some reason, they kind of bounced off. So if you want to call back, we're talking trimming, talking pruning. Feel free. Give us a call, 866-391-1020.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Honey, we're going to talk about maybe some disease issues this time of year and things to look for as well to know if you have a problem or not. But we're also going to continue to focus on our big topic for this week with Greater Pitt Tree Service and Carlos McClintock. And today we are talking about oak pruning season. It's coming. He mentioned between Thanksgiving and St. Patrick's Day. So if you want to reserve your space, they fill up quickly. You should call sooner than later. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. But again, if you have any tree-related questions, this is a golden opportunity. Usually about the third segment or so, the phones start to fill up. So get in here and get those questions lined up so we can put Carlos to work this morning. Anything on your mind, no matter what it is, including those oak trees, give us a call. It's 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Coming up next hour, it's a different type of tree. It's the money tree. It's about investing and things that you need to know. Secure Money Advisors on the Money with Brian Caranta. 9 o'clock, getting ready for that enrollment period, just weeks away. MediConnect, the inside connection. 10 o'clock, the guys from True Value. And then at 11 o'clock, Caitlin Sagan will be here talking about her recent trip to the Balkans and also hosting another edition of AAA Central's Talking Travel. And then we get an hour off early today because of Pirate Baseball. Pitt, West Virginia, 93.7 The Fan. Pirates, Kansas City. Game a little after 1 PNC Park. Our coverage starts right after the noon news today. Speaking of the news, Rob Taylor coming up next with it at 7:30. On a Saturday morning on KDKA, spending this hour with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. All right, here we go. Our third segment with Carlos McClintock on this Saturday morning, talking about all the great things they do at Greater Pitt Tree Service. And our main topic today, oak pruning season coming, so you need to book ASAP, 412-884-TREE. Tree-related questions, trimming questions, disease-related questions, anything on your mind, this is when we usually start to pick up on the phone line. So if you want to get a question answered right now on this Saturday morning with Carlos, you can call us at 866-391-1020. And up first, we go out to Jefferson Hills, where Ethel has a question. Ethel, good morning. You're on KDK. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a redbud tree right beside my driveway. It was trimmed last fall, very, very, very trimmed. And now it's large again, and it's hanging over my driveway. So my question is it okay to have it trimmed again? Should I have it trimmed again this fall?
Yeah, so that's a case-by-case answer. But a lot of times when we trim these trees, they kind of concentrate that growth that they were previously, you know, supporting those branches that were trimmed. And then it kind of concentrates the growth. And then, you know, you turn your back and then next year you're like, wow, there's branches bigger than when I had it trimmed last year. And so yeah. It depends on. Yeah. So that's a very common occurrence with trees when they're trimmed. And a lot of trees, believe it or not, are meant to be planted and left alone, but we trim them because they're over our gutter or they're over our walkway or they're hanging over our driveway or garage. So if you want to get it trimmed back because it's grown too tall in the area that you don't want it encroaching, then yes, we could come back out and do another trimming on it for sure.
And if I don't have it trimmed, will it just continue to grow? I mean, it's
yeah, yeah, all the
big over my driveway, so yeah, it will just continue to grow. Okay, all right, well, thank you very much.
Yep, all the sunlight and rain we get in our area, everything kind of grows a little bigger than the book says. So it'll definitely keep growing.
All right, so again, our number, 866-391-1020. Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. So let's kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about disease. And I want to talk about some of the pests and insects who can cause problems in just a moment. But what are some of the telltale signs if you're out on a Saturday morning, you know, getting the paper or going to get the mail today, and or just, you know, getting ready to spend some time in the yard, and you start seeing things on those oak and maple and evergreens and all the great trees that we have here in Western Pennsylvania. What are some of the telltale signs that you need to make a phone call? Go ahead.
Yeah, so really nothing started to change its colors. I'm driving down Glass Run Road. I might lose you, actually. It's a bad cell phone area. But as I'm driving down here, everything's still green. So if you have a tree in your yard where it's already changing or losing its leaves, that's a good time to give us a call and get Troy out there and see what's going on with that particular tree.
The idea of, I think, maintenance, too. Talk about what you and Troy and Greater Pitt Tree Service are doing to keep people in the loop throughout the year so they don't find themselves up against that eight ball. Now they'll at least have an idea with these regular maintenance checks what you're doing with plant and health care. Go ahead.
Yes, this is our first year we've had our plant health care division. It's going great. To go to the doctor and get a checkup and get a little maintenance done. And it's the same with any living thing that you got to kind of make sure that it's healthy and do what you can to keep it healthy. And we have so many applications for different kind of trees, different instances. We get Troy out there and see what's going on with that tree and spend a couple bucks a month and keep that beautiful tree healthy on your property.
All right, let's take another call. Let's go to David. David, you're up next for Carlos McClintock. Good morning. Welcome to KDKA.
Good morning. This isn't an oak tree question, but what you, Carlos, you mentioned earlier about fruit trees. When do you prune fruit trees?
Yeah, they fall into the same category as the oak trees as far as that you want to kind of work on them when they're dormant. You don't want to interrupt their growth cycle or their fruit-bearing cycle. You kind of want to let it continue through that process of when it's pulling its growth and producing the fruit that it's bearing. And then you have plenty of time, you know, in the off season when it's dormant for us to come in there and maybe thin it out, maybe do there's like a fruit pruning, you know, technique that we do on the fruit bearing trees. We could come in and treat it to get it a little healthier. So, you know, you have plenty of time to not rush into trimming it when you think like, oh, you know, I got to get in here and trim it now. And it could be more detrimental than helpful at the wrong time of year, for sure, on the fruit trees.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One other question.
Yep.
How do I want to, when's a good time to plant new trees in the fall?
You know, I would have to confer to Troy on that one because actually we don't plant. That's one thing that we don't do.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
I think you want to do it towards like late. Yeah, I think it's like late summer, early fall. I know you don't want to plant something in that stretch of July we had when it's 90 degrees and no rain.
Right.
It would require a lot more watering on your end. So I'm pretty sure late summer, early fall would be a good time to put something in the ground.
All right. So, again, as we get ready to go to break, come back, we'll take some more calls. Things picking up a little bit here, as they always do. Third and fourth segment on the phone lines, 866-391-1020. So if you have any tree-related questions, give us a call. But I got to ask you, how many people actually harvest the fruit from these trees, apples and pears and peaches, or do they just basically grow them because of the sheer beauty of them, or they just seem to have a healthy shelf life because of where we are and the climate we have? Why do so many people plant fruit trees? Is it more aesthetic, or do they actually enjoy some of that stuff?
I think if you planted a fruit tree, you're going to be interested in the fruit that it's bearing. Maybe if you move into a house that has some fruit trees on the property, you know, you might not have that attachment to it as far as harvesting the fruit. And a lot of the fruit trees that produce, you know, apples, pears, peaches, they have beautiful flowers before that fruit kind of pops off the tree. And so they're very aesthetically pleasing. Like peach trees are beautiful. Crab apples get those deep pink and purple leaves. I think it might be a combination of that. But, I mean, if I put a fruit tree on my property, and my neighbor did, they put some peach trees in, and I see them out there picking the peaches, and it's And it's like a family activity for them. They go out with the kids and harvest the fruit off the tree. So something that the whole family could enjoy. And then, you know, you could share it with your neighbors. And then you got all the deer in the area that are, I'm sure, are happy that you planted a fruit tree also.
Absolutely. Hey, tell them why oak pruning, the topic of conversation here in September, when it really doesn't hit that season until Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day. Tell everybody why they need to call to set up their appointment. Then we'll go to break. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, like we talked about before, we will fill up for the oak prune season. If you have an oak tree on your property that you see, you know, a lot of dead throughout the lower and middle canopy, or even at the top canopy, if you can't see a lot of daylight through the tree, you know, the tree's due for a full detail, a heavy thin out cleaning, a class A prune job, we call it. And this is the time of year to get our salesman out there, get you your pricing. We can offer financing through Dollar Bank, because sometimes these large oak trees that we're trimming could be $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 trim jobs because they haven't been done in so long. And then, like I talked about before, the flip side to that is, you know, because they grow so slow, you really don't have to have us out there again for, you know, 5 to 7 years. So now's the time to call us, get a salesman, get a price, get on our schedule, get it done, move on to the next project at your home.
All right, one more segment with Carlos McClintock. It's Greater Pitt Tree Service. If you have a tree-related question, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. We'll be back. All right, back, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. And if you want to get a question answered, 866-391-1020, I think we have time for another call. Let's say hi to Kay. Kay, thanks for holding on, and welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hi. I planted two trees, a peach tree and a cherry tree, 3 years ago. I get tiny little peaches or cherries, and the birds eat them all. What can I do to get bigger peaches and fruit fertilizer?
Yep, that would be Troy's department, our ISA certified arborist. He's out there doing a lot of applications on fruit trees. He has great products to get the tree to produce bigger fruit. As far as the birds, I don't know. Maybe there's something like a stationary, like fake animal or something a lot of times people put in their yard to deter the birds from coming. But as far as getting the fruit bigger, that's definitely something we can help you out with. Give us a call. We'll get Troy out there. He's very knowledgeable on each particular tree and what to do for it.
All right, Kay, thank you for that call. And again, their number is 412-884-TREE. So let's get back to some of these little pesky insects and things that are causing a lot of havoc for people. You know, you see these spotted lanternflies. I don't have many where I live, but, you know, we do see them. How can that little pesky little spotted lanternfly be such a problem and do so much damage to your trees? What's the problem and why are they a nuisance when it comes to your trees? Go ahead, Troy. I mean, Carlos,
yeah,
go
like
ahead.
It's an infestation when they come to your property. There's not just one. There's a lot of them. And they're prone to the Atlantis trees or the Tree of Heaven, Pennsylvania palm trees, which are actually in the weed family. So they're an invasive species to begin with. But for some reason, they have this type of sap in the tree that the lantern flies are inclined to kind of, you know, harvest, and they sit on these trees, and while they're doing it, they're flapping their wings, and they emit this little, tiny little black sticky substance. It's actually called black poop, but that gets all over your patio or your car. It depends where the leaves hang over the property, and it's very damaging to getting it off maybe like your nice patio furniture or off your vehicle. So most times you just want to, whatever tree that they're on, just maybe cut it down, especially if it's a Lannis tree, a tree of heaven.
Yeah, this is another reason why Troy's on our mind. Troy Lampenfeld, he's their certified arborist. You want to call to become a part of what they're doing on a yearly basis. You know, they make regular routine trips to check to make sure that everything is where it needs to be. This plant health care, brand new program. Just call, ask about it, get Troy out there on a regular basis. You can't go wrong. Look, I've been at this game a long time in one form or another, and I remember when we went through the emerald ash borer problem, which was, you know, for ash trees, it was devastating. Some have been like, you know, taken from this area and never to return. Where are we with that emerald ash borer situation with ash trees? Is that still a problem or an issue out there, Carlos?
Yeah, the emerald ash borer has kind of moved on. It's not in our area anymore, so you won't see it. They came in, and that was complete devastation. I mean, they took all these beautiful ash trees out. It was very expensive for the application to stave off the emerald ash borer tree, and is something you had to spend money on and do it very regularly. So we just were content in removing the tree before it became too brittle and fell on your house or your property. But they've moved on. I'm not sure what part of the country they're in or that they've taken over. It's kind of sweeping where they came in and just moved. I think they were moving west maybe. But that was like 2 or 3 years, all we did were ash trees, and they were dangerous because they were so brittle. People would wait too long. I'm glad that process has run its course. It was great for business, but it was a safety issue a lot of times on removing these trees. So, yeah, the emerald ash borer is out of our area. You don't have to worry about that anymore because you probably don't have an ash tree on your property.
All right, so the other thing that can be a pest are these bagworms, another common tree pest problem. Talk about bagworms and why they're so detrimental. Go ahead.
Yeah, again, that's kind of like an infestation, is like the lantern flies. They just kind of, they're an invasive species. They do nothing beneficial to your tree, only harmful things. So if you see it looks like a dense spider web, you know, it contains spider web, and you can see the bagworms in there, you want to give us a call and see what we can do before you get that infestation on the tree, before it gets too bad where you maybe can't save the tree. So a lot of things with the trees on your property, it's a precautionary and getting ahead of everything. And when you see something that doesn't look right, that's when you get us out there. We have all the applications with our plant health care department. We'll get Troy out there. We'll get you on a monthly program. There's, you know, certain times of the year we can do certain things on your property. So we like to get you on a yearly maintenance, very minimal, a couple bucks a month it comes down to, for us to come in and just keep everything healthy on your property for you.
Yeah, some added protection and prevention is what it's all about, too. Last thing before I let you go, we've been talking about oak pruning season coming up. We highly urge everyone to get booked now because it's going to fill up quickly. But pruning, when you look at the difference between trimming and pruning, pruning, on the other hand, is about not so much shaping as trimming is, but it's about the health, to improve the health or remove infected, dead, and broken branches. So it's a lot more about cleaning things up and keeping it healthy when it comes to pruning as opposed to just aesthetics, correct?
Very correct. And that's what we like to come in and do on your property with the oak trees. We come in and prune them and get them to a state where they're in a healthier condition. Because when your oak trees are either trimmed improperly or neglected, where they haven't been pruned in a long time, they become susceptible to what's called oak wilt disease. Oak wilt is airborne, or it can travel through the root system of one oak tree to another. And it kind of seeks out the oak trees that haven't been maintained in a long time, or maybe a previous homeowner or you jumped the gun and had someone come in and trim it or hack on it and prune it improperly. Mm-hmm. So we like to get in there and sometimes fix what other companies might have done, or a previous homeowner. You know, a lot of people in Pittsburgh, they go out there and trim their own trees, and they're really not knowledgeable on what they're doing. So, you know, give us a call. This is our specialty. We love oak prune season. We get out there. We meet with you. We have a consultation. We let you know exactly what we're going to do to this tree, give you the cost, get you some financing, and get you on our schedule.
All right, Carlos, great job. We'll talk to you next month. Enjoy that football season, and enjoy your weekend, okay?
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Carlos McClintock, one of the hardest working men I've ever met, and he would love to help you. 412-884-TREE. Stay tuned. News at 8, and then Brian Caranta in the house, Secure Money Advisors on KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.